Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17th of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Very excited about our good friend Joel Barker being back on the show. Joel is a regular. He's, as I've said many times, one of the great futurists of our time, author of my favorite book, The Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future, among others. JoelBarker.com. I encourage you to go to his website. You'll be smarter when you do, and you'll thank me later. Joel, one of the things that you and I've talked about quite a bit over the last a dozen years or so that you've been hanging out with me is what do we do about CO2? What do we do about our carbon in our world? And you and I have all we've all lamented the impact of carbon and CO2. It's real. It's affecting us. But yep. You and I both have talked about the fact that the way we're going to solve this, in my opinion, at least I've advocated for, and I think you've agreed with me on this, the way to solve this is not by regression, not by regulating and making everybody stop, but by unleashing our innovative capability to deal with these resources that we have, these assets that we have. That can actually get us to a carbon-free world. We can't get to a carbon-free world if we just stop innovating. And you brought us two great innovations in the form of foam and a battery.
And so
talk to us about this new freeze-dried foam.
Well, first of all, just to make sure your audience understands, you and I have agreed on some things, but one thing we have a little disagreement on, but the other day I think it really brought it home. The Amazon sucks up the amount of carbon per year equivalent to all the cars in the world. The Amazon is getting wrecked by lumbering and ranching on it when it shouldn't be done, and it's now become a carbon source, releasing carbon instead of capturing carbon. So there are places where regulation is needed, and that's one. We don't need those soybeans that are being grown there, and they'll only be able to live on that soil for a little bit. So just it's a combination of both, Jim, and I think that's what we've really talked about both times.
Yep.
But here's what's
it's
cool.
It's not either or, it's both and.
No, it was exactly.
I agree with that.
That's exactly right. We have to do all, you know, there's some of the draconian stuff we don't have to do, but a lot of serious stuff to slow things down. MIT has developed a lithium carbon dioxide battery. Now, just listen to this. Lithium carbon dioxide? Yes, they have figured out a way to use carbon dioxide as part of the battery construction. And what's important is they took two things, a material called aqueous amines and then non-aqueous carbon dioxide electrolytes, which, now here, listen to this sentence, which normally are not used together. They put these two strange things together. That's a verge.
That's a game changer.
We just talked about a verge with the umbrella, another verge. And guess what? They got new and interesting behaviors that can increase the discharge voltage and allow for sustained conversion of carbon dioxide. What does it do? As the carbon dioxide is being used in the battery, it gets converted from CO2, a gas, to a carbonate, which is actually a solid.
Right.
And it's a solid that holds its carbon until you want it to be released. You can also use it for materials.
Could this become a closed environment with a finite amount of carbon and continue to be reused?
But we don't want that. What we want is to continue to bring carbon in, use its energy, convert it to carbonate, and bring in more carbon dioxide. This is a capture system.
But then we use the carbonate for fuel, though, right?
No, we use it for carbon fiber and
I see.
And all, and heat shields for spacecraft. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, here's what's so cool about this.
We turn the destructive carbon dioxide into a material that we can use, and that's
it becomes a material. Mm-hmm. And the other thing that's cool about it is the capacity to we're just getting so the one downside, and this sounds funny, the battery only cycles 10 times before it stops. It's dead, right?
Huh.
But that's the beginning of a paradigm.
Right. Oh, yeah.
That's just touched
that's
on
just like
thing.
That's just like when Moore I'll say his name in a minute. When he created Moore's Law, you know, from that time to today, we're now putting 50 billion cells, processors, circuits, I should say, on a on a circuit.
Chip.
Yeah, on a chip.
Yep.
50 billion in 50 years.
Thing.
Yeah. So
we got
all right,
cycles today. We add the sponge, Rice
yeah,
University.
Let's talk about this foam.
Yeah, Rice University, and they are really great on material stuff, man. I really admire them. Has figured out how to make a foam that absorbs 3 times its weight in carbon dioxide and then holds it in the foam until you want it released. Now think about combining
Could that be converted into carbonate at that point?
No, you would feed it into the batteries. And then the batteries are converted to carbonate. But this is the carbon capture, CO2 capture. Now, one other big deal here. If you want to take CO2 and break the carbon away, it takes a lot of energy. Guess what? This way it doesn't. So all of a sudden we have a low-energy process for releasing carbon from carbon
dioxide.
Folks,
this is how – these are examples.
Everything.
These are innovative examples of how we move forward into a carbonless society – without having to abandon the benefits of the carbon right now, but to innovate to the point where we use the carbon that we used to not like to things that we now like, and then ultimately be on our way towards a carbonless world. We're going to take a quick break. We got more to come with Joel Barker. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.